me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
My background is in two areas of sound and music. I've been an electronic music producer and a DJ for nearly 20 years. During that career, I've been DJing around the world in clubs like Pacha, Ministry of Sound and Tresor, released 3 artist albums on Universal Music, and remix artists like DJ Tiesto. The other career has been in sound design for TV, movies and computer games. I have, for example, done the sound design for Disney's Virtual Magic Kingdom, which celebrated the 50th anniversary of Disneyland. And in the advertising world, I've been always involved with some form of audio branding, but during the last 4 years at Nokia, I've been more involved with the strategic and long-term side of things, which in my opinion is the key to truly successful audio branding.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company and your position in particular?
I manage the global sound design team at Nokia. My team is responsible for all the sounds in all Nokia devices, so every day over 1 million devices are filled with our sounds and music. And the sound content means everything from ringtones and notification sounds to preloaded music tracks and user interface sounds.
What are your thoughts on audio branding in general?
Audio branding has existed for tens of years in form of jingles and such, but only during the last 10 years or so, the world seemed to have realized its full potential as a more strategic tool and also spreading it to all of the touchpoints companies have. The challenge with audio branding is that audio is so subjective and emotional that it's a little bit tricky to scientifically analyze and prove the concrete results of it, but I think we are having some great progress on that field as well.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
It's great that we have a global get-together of like-minded people where we can share case studies and most recent pieces of research. And I'm personally excited to see such a global range of speakers from around the world. As a speaker, I'm looking forward to sharing some of the insights that we have learned at Nokia, and I'm curious to hear what people think of our way of doing things. It seems that many of the audio branding enthusiasts are still educating various marketing and branding people about this area, so I hope we all get even better tools for that from this Congress.
Can you talk about the importance of the Congress for marketing and branding experts?
I think and hope that Sonic side of things will become bread and butter in the branding world during the next 5 to 10 years, so that every brand manager and strategic marketing planner will have the basic knowledge and experience about how to use sound, music and voice in their marketing, communications, retail or physical products. I think good examples will become best practices, which will become standards. And I hope that the development doesn't add noise to our world, but instead reduces it when people are more aware and conscious of sound.
What are you looking forward to talking about and sharing with us at the Congress?
In my talk, I will have 3 key themes. First of all, our default ringtone Nokia Tune and other Nokia brand assets and their evolution during the last 10 years. Secondly, how we test our sounds with people before, during and after design. And thirdly, I'll speak about how we approach audio branding in different touchpoints like events, voice, and our brand book.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, Man Made Music.
Oh, my, don't eat little guy.